Matthew 19:26, the Bible says, "But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, With men this is impossible, but with God," what's it say? "All things are possible." With God, all things are possible. Let's open up in a word of prayer. Lord, we ask you to bless your word this evening. I pray, Lord, you'd challenge us, encourage us. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness in our lives. Thank you that you have done the impossible, Lord, in our lives. And we just thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. With God, all things are possible. And this verse has become my life verse over the last 20 or so years because I've seen God do the impossible over and over again. Amen? Aren't you glad when God does the impossible in your life? You don't have to be a missionary to see God do the impossible. Amen? William Carey, a pioneer missionary to India in the 1800s, he said this, "Expect great things from God, attempt great things for God." Amen? The Bible says, with God, and that's the key. With God, all things are possible. You want God to use you, it has to be with Him. Not with yourself, right? Not with the world, not with others, but with God, all things are possible. And at the age of 19, God called me to Greenland. And before that, God was working in my heart, and I surrendered to preach. And I was at a missions conference where the main speaker was from the Arctic of Canada, and he was showing his slide presentation. And I was thinking, man, there's no way I'd ever do anything like that. I'm a city boy, born in Philadelphia, you know. So I just surrendered to go. I had no idea the Arctic. But I began praying, Lord, send me to a place that doesn't have too many missionaries. Amen. And the Lord answered my prayers. And be careful what you pray for. Lord began to work in my heart about Greenland. And I didn't even know if anyone lived in Greenland at the time. Greenland came to my heart. So I didn't really know it was God at the time. Greenland came to my mind and my heart, and I began researching it. And this is kind of before the age of internet. The only thing I could find was my parents' encyclopedias from the 70s. So I'm researching Greenland. I'm like, whoa, this place is really backwards. And praise the Lord that we've come a long ways. Amen. Greenland is very modern today. But I began praying, Lord, you know, if it's Greenland, please give me peace about it. Show me without a doubt. And Lord, you know, through different circumstances, confirmed to me that He wanted us, or wanted me in Greenland. But at the same time, I was talking to Carol. We weren't married yet. And I asked her, I said, would you be willing to go with me wherever God leads me? And she said, yes. So I asked her to marry me. And she said, yes. And then she said, where are we going? And I told her Greenland. And she still married me. Amen. And she followed me to the ends of the earth. And actually, we took our honeymoon to Greenland. It's a very expensive place to fly to, so we figured we'd kill two birds at once. And we went there on our honeymoon, and kind of Lord just really confirmed to me at the time that that's where He wanted us. And God worked on Carol's heart later, amen. But with God, all things are possible. And we went on deputation, and we were ready to go to the mission field. And Greenland is part of Denmark. Greenland, the country of Greenland, is part of the Kingdom of Denmark. So we have to deal with the Danish government. And I sent in the paperwork, and they said, no, you can't come into Greenland. The only way to get into Greenland is to have a Baptist church to invite you into the country. Of course, there were no Baptists in Greenland. So we began praying about what to do, and the Lord revealed to us the country of Iceland. There are already missionaries there, already established works there. So we found out that if we lived in Iceland for 7 years, we could get our Icelandic citizenship. And then we could move into Greenland like we were as part of the European countries. So we moved to Iceland, and we were ready to live there for 7 years, but God had other plans. Amen? With God, all things are possible. Now, there was a military base in Iceland. I don't know if anyone's ever heard about the Naval Air Base in Iceland. And there was a Baptist church to the military. And the pastor of the church asked me to present our work, our ministry there. And I preached one Sunday morning. And there was a woman there who worked for the U.S. military, and she was a liaison to the NATO forces. Now, NATO forces are a bunch of European countries that work together with their military. And she just the NATO commander in Iceland just happened to be a Danish man. And he just happened to own houses in southern Greenland. And this woman told him all about us. And he told her, he said, tell that missionary to put my name on the application and resend it in, to resend it. And that's what I did. And within 11 months, we got the answer that we could move to Greenland. With God, all things are possible, way ahead of schedule. And actually, the amazing thing was that the very next day, when the pastor told me about this woman, the very next day, the military base announced it was closing. and it's no longer there in Iceland. And I believe God kept that base open for the purpose of getting the gospel to Greenland. Amen. With God, all things are possible. And you know, my wife and I, we were on cloud nine. I mean, we saw God do the impossible, and we were so excited. I mean, we're like, wow. I mean, we're on top of the world. With God, all things are possible. We can do anything. And we got on that plane, you know, packed all our belongings, shipped them ahead of time, got on that plane, and we arrived in Ilulissat, Greenland. And this was the first time my wife had ever seen Ilulissat, Greenland. She'd seen Nuuk, but she'd never seen where we moved to. And we got off that plane, and we came way down from the cloud nine. Amen. And we had, at the time, we had three children, all five and under, and my wife was 8 months pregnant. And we got to the airport, and I had made reservations with the hotel in town, but they didn't come to pick us up. And this was, you know, how many years ago? 14 years ago. Things were a little backwards back then, but everybody in the airport left. And there was a payphone. We still had payphones back then, but the payphone was out of order. So I began praying, Lord, we need help. What do we do here? It's 5 kilometers to the town. And there was someone in the back office that came out, and we asked her if she could call the hotel, and that's what she did. She called the hotel, and someone came out to pick us up. But I tell you, those were some difficult times getting to Greenland and not knowing anyone. We had to start from scratch. We didn't know where to begin. And my wife was 8 months pregnant, and she saw the midwife, and the midwife told her, she said, well, we can't deliver the baby here. You have to go to the capital city, 400 miles south, to have the baby. And, you know, we were under-supported. And it was a lot of money to fly to the capital city. But my wife was in the social system, right? The free medical. So she was paid for. So she flew down to Nuuk with Anna, actually. Anna was how old? 4 years old. And she was going to have the baby there. And I began praying. You know, I didn't want to leave my wife. We just got to the country. She's all by herself, pregnant. And that's a difficult time for your wife. You need to be there, amen. Amen. You need to be with your wife and encourage her, right? And I prayed about it, and churches began to contact me, and they said, hey, we'll send you money, get a ticket, and be with your wife. So I was able to go down with the rest of our kids, and my wife was staying in the patient hotel. Now, get the word hotel out of your mind. It was just a one room, and one bed, with one or two pillows, I can't remember, but there were 5 of us, and we all crammed in that room. We didn't care. We just wanted to all be together, amen? And but it was costing us money every day because she was free, but she was the patient, but not the rest of us. And they also provided food, seal meat, whale blubber, but that wasn't free for me as well. So we began, you know, adding up the money, and it was over $400 a day to be there. So about the third day that I was there, my wife, she couldn't sleep, and she told me that morning, she said, you've got to go back to Ilulissat. You know, I can do this. I can handle it on my own. It's too much money to be here. Now, before we left for Greenland, I told my wife, I said, we can have the baby in Iceland or we can go back to America. And she said, no way. She said, God opened the door to Greenland and we are going through it. Amen. Well, that morning, after she told me that I need to leave, we went to the cafeteria to eat breakfast. And the head of the patient hotel, she didn't know anything about us. She just knew we were foreigners. And she came up to our table and she said, secret. You keep secret. And, you know, we had no idea what she's talking about. My wife and I were looking at each other. What is she talking about? You know, she couldn't speak much English. And she said, you don't pay. You stay and you don't pay. And you eat all the food and you stay in room. And, you know, we ended up being there for a month. That would have been well over $10,000. But with God, all things are possible. Amen. And we were waiting on Jonathan, that boy there. You know, I gave him a lot of spankings after that. No, just kidding. with God, all things are possible. Look at Philippians chapter 4. You know, people say, well, how do you do it? Philippians 4, verse 13 says, I can do all things through who? Through Christ, which strengtheneth me. You know, you have to do it with God, right? And you have to do it through Christ. And with Christ, we can do anything, can't we? You know, sometimes we put people in ministry on a pedestal, but we are just like you. You know, we go through the same trials, and we're not super spiritual, amen? We're just normal people, and we've just learned to do things with God and through Christ, amen? Now, when we got back to Ilulissat, we didn't have long-term housing, so we began praying about what to do, and nothing opened up. Now, we were staying in a place temporarily, and the landlord told me he had another place that we could rent. So I went to look at this place, and what it was, it's just a one-room apartment. It wasn't even an apartment. It was one room. It had been the fire chief's office until it caught on fire. And they had done a little remodeling, painted the walls, but the soot was still coming through. And so we had one room that we, during the day, it was a living room. At night, it was a bedroom. And then it was like someone took a sawzall and they just cut a hole out of a wall. And you can imagine it wasn't square. And you had to step up through the hole. And then you could walk down these concrete steps that led to a little kitchenette. And had two hot plates. You know, but we're thinking, okay, this is in our price range. We can do this. And then we went to look at the bathroom, and there was a honey bucket. Now, does anyone know what a honey bucket is? That's a plastic toilet with a bag in it. No running water, no plumbing in the toilet. And the worst thing about it is that it was full. And I went back to Carol, and I said, there's no way God would never expect us to live this way. Amen? God would never expect us to live that way. You don't know, God doesn't do that, right? And so we, you know, Carol told me, she said, well, if you... I called the landlord, and I was like, there's a honey bucket that's full. And he said, well, I would change it, but I'm not in town. So Carol told me, she said, you change the bag, and I'll clean the bucket. So I went back with rubber gloves, and I was trying to pull that bag out of the bucket. And you can just imagine the smell and gagging, and then the bag started to tear and leak all over the place. And so finally I thought, well, I'm just going to take the whole bucket out. I disconnected the ventilation pipe, just took the whole bucket outside. And that very moment, you know, it was a heavy bucket too, just imagine. But that very moment I went outside, a truck from the local government pulled up, and they had a big box on the back. And you'll never guess what was in that box. A brand new honey bucket. And I still don't know how that happened. That was God's timing. And I was thanking them. I know they thought I was a crazy American. I was thanking them, you know, thank you. And I went back to Carol, and we fell on our knees weeping and praising God for a honey bucket. Puts things in perspective, amen? And but with God, all things are possible, amen? Look at Zechariah chapter 4. In verse 6, it says, then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by what? My spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. And Zerubbabel had the impossible task of rebuilding the temple. But God said it wasn't going to be in his might or in his power, but it's going to be by God's spirit, right? And he said, who art thou, great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain. Amen. Aren't you glad that God can do the impossible? It's with God, it's through Christ, and it's by his spirit. And he can remove the mountains and make them like they're just plains. Amen. God can do anything. And you know what? God has done the impossible over and over again in our lives. I know I should clarify here that we live with plumbing now. We were very good. Don't feel sorry for us. Sometimes my wife said, you didn't tell people that we live good now. We have plumbing. And but we lived there for 7 months. But you know what? They were some of the greatest times. We look back on them. They were some of the greatest times because we felt the presence of God. I mean, there's times that, you know, money wouldn't have helped. You know, you can name it. This wouldn't have helped us. This wouldn't have helped us. But you know what? God was the only one that could help us. And when God is the only one you have, you learn to trust in him. And there were times that it was so difficult, but it was like the Lord put his arms around us and hugged us and said, it's going to be okay, amen? And they were some of the greatest times. And you know, and I don't really want to go back to the bucket, but I want to get back to being close to God, amen? Because sometimes we get so comfortable, don't we? And we kind of do things in our own power, don't we? But we need to learn to do things in God's power. Not wait until we're helpless, but we need to learn to seek God right now, amen? It's his power. But with God, all things are possible. And, you know, the Bible says, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. And you know what? If you're doing it in your own strength, yes, you are going to faint. Our strength is small. But when you rely on Christ, he's the one that gives us the strength, and we can overcome any obstacle. And we all have obstacles. Amen? We all have obstacles. Some have physical problems. Man, I can imagine going through physical problems. Some of the hardest things you'll go through. Deaths in the family. Some difficult times. We all have difficult things, and we need God to help us to overcome them, don't we? With God, all things are possible. Look at Philippians 4:11. Philippians 4:11. We said verse 13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. But look at verse 11. Not that I ever speak in respect of want, for I have what? Learned in whatsoever state I am, even Delaware, therewith to be content. Amen? You have to learn to be content, don't we? We have to learn to be content. It doesn't come natural. You know, it doesn't matter where you're at in life. We get comfortable, don't we? Whatever it is. And we need to learn to be content. We need, when God moves us, You know, we need to learn to be content. Learn whatever, if we live without, we need to learn to be content, don't we? But when we after we got to Greenland, we lived there for a few years, we ran into a tax problem. There's a lot of high taxes in Greenland. And the Bible says in Proverbs 21:1, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will. And, you know, when I first got to Greenland, I went to the tax department. And I told them, I said, this is how I'm getting my income. This is how I'm paying taxes. And they said, okay, that's fine. So looking back, I realized that she didn't speak English. And she was just saying, yes, that's fine. You learn that a lot with natives. They'll just tell you, they'll just agree with you. They don't want to offend you. And so I found out that we weren't doing our taxes properly. So I got a tax accountant. And when he first looked at our taxes, he told me, he said, you're looking at around $45,000 American dollars in back taxes. And, you know, that was a shock. anyone have $45,000 sitting around? that was a shock. And really, I thought I messed the work of God up. I mean, I really thought I messed things up. And, you know, I was just asking the Lord, please, you know, I don't want to have to leave Greenland because of some tax problem that I didn't understand. You know, it's kind of funny, though, that we think that we can mess the work of God up. God is bigger than us, isn't he? Amen. We are just something small. And if it's the work of God, it will go on. Amen. If it's God's work, he's going to do the work. With God, all things are possible. But I wrote churches. I didn't ask for money. I just said, this is the dilemma. $45,000 in back taxes. And the tax accountant, he just thought I was going to be leaving Greenland. And I told him, I said, I don't even know where this faith came from at the time, but I just told him, I said, well, my churches believe in what I'm doing. We're taking the gospel to Greenland. We're bringing the gospel here. They believe in it, and they're going to back me up. And within a month, $46,000 came into our mission agency. Praise the Lord. but that's nothing compared to what God did. The head of the tax department came to meet with me. Can you imagine the head of the IRS coming to meet with you? I was nervous. But he came and sat with me, with my tax accountant, and he said, I'm being lenient with you. He said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make your ministry nonprofit. Now, they don't do this. They don't, like in America, it's easy. You can be nonprofit. Church is nonprofit automatically. It's not like that in Greenland. And you have to have 50 members to be nonprofit. And the biggest crowd we've had is 39 people in church. And so it's going to take a little while before we have 50 saved people as members of the Baptist Church in Greenland. But overnight, you know, the king's heart, right, is in the hand of the Lord. Overnight, we got nonprofit status. And that's just part of it. He said, we're going to make it retroactive from the day you arrived to Greenland. And I kept, you know, I'm a missionary. I keep my receipts, amen. And when it was all said and done, he said, your taxes will only be $15,000, which is still a lot of money, amen. But God already provided the need, didn't he? And I wrote churches. At the same time, there was a church building, or not a church building, but a building, an old building, 2,000 square foot that came up for sale. And I wrote churches, and I said, would you mind if I put this money, instead of to taxes, to a building? And they all said, yes. We'd rather it go to a building than to taxes, amen? But with God, all things are possible. And the other thing is I could only be in Greenland for 3 years, because I came in as a missionary. It was a miracle. I shouldn't have got in, but I got in as a missionary, so I could only be there for 3 years. And it said on my paper, on my residency, it says, you are, you know, after 3 years, you can no longer be there. Now that we are nonprofit status, I was a CEO. So I was able to hire myself as an employee of the Baptist Church. And now I'm a Danish citizen. Amen. I have dual citizenship. I'm American and Danish. With God, all things are possible. But look at Ephesians chapter 6. We're almost done here. Ephesians chapter 6. Just wanted to share these things with you. It's the first time we're meeting you, and I just want you to know how great God is. And, you know, sometimes our problems to us are so big, aren't they? But with God, all things are possible. Ephesians 6:12, it says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. You know, the devil, the Bible says, is the god of this world, and he has people in darkness. He can blind their minds. And, you know, if you read the book of Daniel, you read about the prince of Persia and the prince of Grecia. I believe these were the devil's, his minions. And I believe the devil, he has his forces in high places. He has the governor of Delaware. He has the mayor of Ilulissat, Greenland. And they are trying to destroy this world. They're trying to destroy the souls of men. And the devil is a very powerful force. But the Bible says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Amen. With God, we can do all things, right? Through Christ and by his Spirit. And last verse, look back at Matthew chapter 19. What is the context of Matthew chapter 19? Matthew chapter 19. Look at verse 23. Then Jesus said unto his disciples, verily I say unto you that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. It's hard for a rich man to get saved, Jesus said. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, who then can be saved? I think the disciples were thinking to themselves, if the rich people who have an easy life can't accept Christ, how can anyone? You know, how are the publicans and the harlots, they're not going to get saved. If the rich people can't get saved, they can't accept it. They have an easy life. How can anyone be saved? And Jesus said, what did he say in verse 26? But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. The context is salvation, amen? And if you're here today and you're lost, guess what? It's possible to be saved today because of God, amen? He sent his son, Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, to die on the cross for our sins. The Bible says that Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Amen. And when you see yourself as the chiefest of sinners, Jesus is there to save you. And he'll save you and he'll raise you up out of that life and give you a new life. Amen. It's possible to be saved if you're not saved today. And you and I that are already saved, what God wants to do the impossible in our lives. You know, it's impossible to be a missionary up in the Arctic of Greenland, but not with God. It's impossible to translate the literature into Greenlandic, but not with God. It's impossible to preach in Greenlandic, you know, several times a week, but not with God. Amen. It's impossible to see native people quoting John 3:16 from memory. I can just look at them and tell them to say it, and they will say it, but not with God. All things are possible with God. Amen. And I just praise the Lord for what he's done. It's impossible to have a ministry right here. Look where you are. Where you are today. Did you ever imagine you being here? And here you are. Hey, look at all these people. Amen. With God, all things are possible. It is possible with God, all things. And we need to realize that in our own personal lives. It's not just for the missionary. It's not just for the preacher. It's for each and every one of us. God wants to use us. God has a purpose for our lives. And he says, faithful is he who calleth you, who also will what? He will do it, right? Not you. We're always, we foul God many times, don't we? We get our eyes off the Lord at times, but he is faithful who calls us. And if God calls you, you can rest assured that he will accomplish the task that he's called you to do. Amen. With God, all things are possible. And lastly, I want to just say this. I was at a missions conference years ago in the Arctic of Canada, and they had just a small ministry up there, way up north, in a town called Inuvik, 3,000 people. And it took missionaries 40 plus years, but they finally got an indigenous church giving money to missions, like $40,000 to $50,000 Canadian dollars a year to missions around the world. Amen. And they had a sign. Remember a sign they had behind the pulpit? It said, a church is not judged by its size, but by its reach. Amen. And are we reaching out? Amen. We need to reach out right here in Delaware. We need to reach out across the street, across the neighborhood, across the town, across the country, and across the world. Amen. With God, all things are possible. Pastor?